Hi everybody. Today I will speak about a segment-level confidence measure for spoken document retrieval. This is the outline of my presentation. After a brief introduction of the motivation of these studies, I will speak about the indexability estimation for documents, and then the prediction of this indexability. Then I speak about the experiment, the results, and finally the conclusion. So this work is included in the spoken document retrieval task, where an automatic speech recognition system gives a transcription, and when a user formulates a query, search engine returns to the users the documents in a ranking. Okay. Nowadays, speech recognition systems, automatic speech recognition error, upwards than 30%, can impact the accuracy of the search engines. And spoken document retrieval tasks are focused on the global performance of the systems. In this work, we propose a toolkit allowing archivists to diagnostic if a document can damage the database or the indexing. This is a local and document performance in terms of spoken document retrieval. More precisely, the automatic speech recognition system can give some good documents or erroneous documents. And when the user formulates the queries, the search engine can return the erroneous document in the first ranking. So we propose to introduce a method toolkit allowing to detect this erroneous document, and for example can be corrected by an archivist, and we introduce in the database. So now I will present the indexability estimation for a document. On the first box on the left, the document alpha in blue is provided by the automatic speech recognition system, and all the other documents are manually transcribed. In the other box on the right, all documents are manually transcribed, including the document alpha. When we formulate some queries, the search engine will return two different rankings. And we have two ranks for the document alpha. Finally, we compute the indexability estimation for the document alpha by the mean of the F measure on the 20 best result. This is the indexability estimation for the document. Now, I will present the prediction of this indexability. This goal of this part is to predict if a document can damage the database or not. The principle is based on the mix of two kinds of measures. The first is the correctness of the word, named the confidence measure, and the second, a semantic modeling of the word, named semantic compactness index. We use a trilateral layer neural network to combine the metrics and predict the indexability. After, in the result section, we will speak about the result of the prediction. There is some problem with the color, but okay. So the first metric is the confidence measure, which are extracted from the automatic speech recognition system. They represent the correctness of the words. We use 23 features grouped in three classes, acoustic, linguistic, and graph classes. And the confidence measure of the document is the mean of the confidence measure of the meaningful word of the document. We have three examples for each classes. In acoustic, we can find the log likelihood of the word, or in the linguistic, the n-gram probability, and in the graph class, we have the depth of the confusion network, which represents the number of alternative paths in the word section. The other metric is the semantic compactness index. In the state of the art, in some cases, semantic information doesn't improve the confidence measure accuracy for automatic speech recognition systems. But we can assume that the insertion of substitution of meaningful words impacts the spoken document retrieval system. So this method, we propose a local detection of semantic outliers based on sliding context window, which represents a bag of words, based on a large corpus used at the as reference. We have this example where the forward digestive patient, surgeon, and cancer appear only in the same context, but the word rain never doesn't appear in the same context as the other word. So this is an outlier. Now I will speak about the experiments and the results. All transcriptions are generated by using the automatic speech recognition system of the LEA, named Spiral. It is based on an A-start search algorithm. You use a lexicon of 67,000 words. The corpus is the Esther test set, which contain approximately 8 hours of broadcast news and contain approximately 1,700 documents with a maximum of 30 seconds. Each document have approximately between 10 and 80 words. The system perform a 35% word error rate in a true real-time system. The search engine used is Lucene. It is based on the term frequency inverse document frequency algorithm. The query test set contain 160,000 queries extracted from the headline of the newspaper Le Monde. The corpus, the reference corpus, is Wikipedia. And all corpus and queries are lemmatized and filtered in order to keep the meaningful word. We train the neural network on 1 hour and tested the experiment on 7 hours. So I will present now the prediction error rate. We use two metrics, the distortion between the prediction of indexability and the indexability, and the root mean square error. As you can see in the table, we use as prediction of indexability only the confidence measure and the semantic compactness index as prediction of indexability and the mix, the combination of the two metrics. You can see the combination yields a better performance with 6 points better for the distortion and 40%, 14% for the root mean square. Now I will present another experiment which allow an archivist to cut into parts the corpus in order to keep in one hand the unindexable document and the other hand the indexable document. If, for example, an archivist wants to select only the unindexable document, he can fix a threshold to 30%, and each document is classified as good classified or bad classified. If the we have a good classification if the indexability and the prediction of indexability are both under or upper of the threshold. In this case, the document in red is bad classified. Okay. Now this is the classification rate according to the indexability threshold. In blue, the confidence measure. In yellow, the semantic compactness index. And in red, the combination of the two measures used to predict the indexability. As you can see, under 50%, all metrics allow to classify correctly the indexability, with a minimum of 80% of classification for the confidence measure at 55 of threshold. In the second part, upper than 50%, all metrics decrease, and especially at 80%, where the confidence measure yield 55% of classification. With the same threshold, the confidence measures allow to classify approximately 200 documents more than the confidence measure only. And all in all cases, the combination of the two metrics yields better performance. So, in conclusion, we demonstrate the interest of the semantic information with the confidence measure for spoken document retrieval. We use the combination of the two metrics, and the combination allow to improve about 30% the classification rate in terms of indexable or unindexable document for an archivist. In perspective, well, we are planning to explore the Latent-Dirichlet allocation for the semantic modeling because it is based on a topic distribution on the whole corpus. Thank you.
Thank you. We again have a few more minutes, so questions? So I have one question while others are maybe thinking about their questions. So roughly, what percentage of the queries resulted in no change, like no index, no, at a given ASR error rate, like 35%, roughly, what percentage of the queries were just as the same, answered in the same way as the manual transcriptions?
Can you repeat this?
So I couldn't formulate it well. So I assume you're looking at the transcriptions, right, with the queries, versus you're looking at the ASR output, and then the ASR rate, where the rate is like 35%. So what percentage of your queries results in no change between the results from ASR output versus the transcriptions? Yes,
I don't understand exactly what you mean.
Okay, so basically, like in some of the previous evaluations on spoken document retrieval, one outcome was that actually ASR doesn't affect retrieval results much. So, but I don't agree with that. Like, if the error rate is higher, like let's say 35%, so the results get affected. So what I'm wondering is, what percentage of the, let's say, the full corpus do you need to modify manually, so that you actually get the same output as the manual transcription.
Ah, okay. I think it is a good. Normally, if you have the manually transcription. Mm-hmm. And we want to correct for an archivist the part of the document mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. can be corrected. Approximately, there is a lot of documents will never appear in the top ranking of the search. So this kind of document, the archivist can select to remove mm-hmm. of the database. On one hand, in the other hand, there are a lot of documents which the error rate, world error rate is very high and needs to be manually. Approximately we have on the 30% world error rate, 10% of documents of the corpus which can be removed by the archivist because it is not relevant document. It is just we have in Basket News some information like hello, this is not very important information, and approximately 15% to be corrected to have a good indexability for the corpus.
Yeah, thanks. That was the answer to the question. Thank you. Other questions? Let's thank the speaker.